670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And just before 2 o'clock and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field this Saturday against Minnesota, the final home game of the season. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. An ugly situation doesn't seem to have a positive resolution, at least anytime soon. We're talking about the Nico Miritich, Bobby Portis post-punch freeze-out as Miritich joined his teammates over at the Advocate Center today, but it doesn't look like he and Portis had any conversations. Meanwhile, John Paxson says the situation will have to eventually be worked out.
Both Nico and Bobby are on our roster right now. Nico is getting cleared to do more and more, so this obviously is coming to a position where it's going to have to be resolved between the two.
But when and how are still the sticking points. College hoops, we'll have the DePaul-Delaware State game here on The Score, the broadcast starting at 6:45 this evening. Elsewhere locally, Northwestern taking on St. Peter's. And this week's AP Top 10 has Duke number one, followed by Michigan State. Then comes Arizona, Kansas, and Villanova. Wichita State, Kentucky, Florida, North Carolina, and USC are 6 through 10. And pro football this evening, it's Miami at Carolina. You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot, Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Webb Ford. When searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
That's why I referred to this game as a must-win, because in some ways, it is.
Cunningham trying to get to the end zone, and he's just short.
Oh, and he actually lost the ball on the way down to hit the pylon. Is that a touchback? I think you can make an argument if you're the Packers here. He's almost lucky that he did step out of bounds.
After reviewing the play, the Chicago runner advancing toward the goal line lost control of the football and the ball hit the pylon. Therefore, he did not step out of bounds. It is a touchback. It will be Green Bay's ball, first down.
Wow. Shocking.
Because if they lose, the veneer of competence is stripped away.
It was a Bears challenge, and the ball was moving, that was for sure. We both saw that.
The irony is, it was the Bears who challenged the call on the field, thinking they were going to get rewarded with a touchdown.
Well, they won the challenge, but lost the ball.
Wow. Reaction of John Fox, naturally what you expect.
Do you worry about your job security after a bad loss like this?
I've been doing this too long. I've never worried about my job security, and I won't start any minute going forward.
Ugly turn of events. Wow.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
All right, so now you're done, huh? It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Hello to everybody on watch, 670thescore.com and Facebook Live. For you, the commenter saying that's a lot of glare coming off of Goff's head. Chris Hansen just saying, you don't have to just say it. I've admitted to it. Yes, the sunroof is getting more vast. I'm not scared of it. I embrace my sexy baldness. You know, I'm right here with it. You know, this in the genes. I knew it was going to happen. I beat my dad. I'm 37. My dad was like 31 when it happened. So, yes, I will not run away from the fact that I'm rocking the sunroof right now. Thank you, Chris Hansen. And to everybody who's chatting with us on Facebook Live, we'll get some of your thoughts in here as well. It is from Eric Hansen, Dan. I think the end zone fumble that people are savaging Fox for was going to be a touchback anyway. Say he didn't immediately throw the flag and waited to have their guys watch the replay. The Packers are also looking at it. If Fox doesn't throw the flag, I think McCarthy does. Either way, is a touchback. It was just so Bears that it was Fox.
It was not going to be automatically reviewed for sure because it's not a score. They only review it automatically if there are points that are put on the board to make sure that they don't have to take them off the board. So that's, I think that's a fair point. that if
and you'd rather them do it.
If that's exactly
right.
Like you can live
after
with it.
After all that, Dan gave you the great explanation, but you'd rather they do it.
You can live with it if they do it and you think, well, yeah they're right. But the fact is, the twist of the knife is John Fox won the challenge. He won the challenge. But they, as they were awarding him the win, like, yeah, you're right. He was in bounds.
Is that the play that sums up his tenure?
That's what I mean.
Where, like, does he have, and fellas, if you could think of one, does he have in his 3 years here? Like, what was Trestman's? I think Trestman's was the two games, the two
Packers
games in 3 weeks.
Patriots.
Yeah, where it was like,
the
all right, this is, you need to go home now. Thank you for playing. Well, you need to go home.
But that's what we're talking, because that's what did it internally. Right. That even people that were done with Trestman at that party, yeah, but even so, it took that. That's why we talk about this game the way we do, because we know what happened last time, and we know that's when Virginia, you know, finished up her CrossFit and put her weights down and came stomping out of the room, kicking ass and taking names.
So is this it? Because I'm tired, Dan, and listeners and texters, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing how much the Packers game matters. I'm tired of it.
They all
Stop
matter.
It. Stop it.
They all matter.
And not just to get mad at the meatballs, but I'm talking about the front office and the ownership group as well. How much does it matter to you? Because you keep getting beaten these. And it's, I know they got Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. I understand. But at some point, you got to be better. And they just haven't been better for a very long time.
A lot of texters pointing out that McCarthy said he was not going to challenge.
There
okay,
is.
Fine.
There
well,
is.
Then the Bears had a self-own of all-time self-owns. And here's how John Fox explained what happened.
It's all of us. I'm not going to point fingers. I mean, it stops here. So, you know, obviously, hindsight, I wish it was something we did differently. But that wasn't part of what we thought was going to be the result. I don't think anybody saw that. You know, I think maybe on 50 times, like some people get to look at it, I think maybe you could see that. But on our look during the game, that wasn't really even discussed.
It kind of has to be.
Yeah.
That's really the problem, is that
your replay person got you in the situation where you weren't at first and goal on the 2 yard line and gave the ball back to the Packers on the 20. And Benny Cunningham is just trying to make a football play. I'm not mad at him for that. I'm not. The guy's trying to score a touchdown. Nothing is, you know, given. You know, there's no sure things. You can get down to the 1 yard line and mess around and not score. We saw that yesterday, I believe, in the Denver game before New England just went stupid on him. But yeah, I'm not mad at Benny Cunningham. I'm honestly not mad at John Fox. I think the culmination of foxiness, this is like, all right, what else can happen to you? But you're trusting your replay guy, and your replay guy lets you down.
Bobby in Romeoville, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Hey, guys, man, I got to tell you, I'm so fed up with the Bears. You know, first of all, you know, they raised ticket prices this year. I know they kept them
down.
The
they don't make you buy tickets.
I know they don't make me buy tickets, but I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't know what it is.
Then you can't be mad at them. I mean, if you keep buying the tickets, you know, that's on you.
Yeah, you're right. I keep buying these tickets thinking this is going to be the year. You know, I mean, forget about, you know, the bad play calling, I mean, at the end of the day, dude, the guy passed on Deshaun Watson for Trubisky. You know, you passed on him. Yeah, this guy can't win himself out of a paper bag contest. I mean, he's terrible. This guy is terrible.
He's worse than monsters. Killing you over
and
here.
The problem with him is he actually believes his own BS. He thinks he's good. He sucks. I mean, it's just that simple. The guy sucks.
Thank you, Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby, if you ever want to send a movie, the Chicago guy sounder, the accent, the central casting.
He couldn't win his way out of a paper bag contest.
Yes.
I've heard punch his way out of a paper bag.
I've heard coach your way out of a paper bag. I've heard punch
thing.
Yourself out of a wet paper
yes.
bag by the RZA.
It was a boxing metaphor. No, I've heard that Doug used to say mm-hmm. that too. Punch his way out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah.
But win your way out of a paper bag contest is a new one.
Yeah.
You are looking live.
Coaching out of a paper bag is weird too, because they haven't played in paper bags since before the merger.
This is right. The finals of the international paper bag contest.
We are live here at the Deerfield cafeteria where there is a paper bag contest. Sean over here has got himself a tuna salad sandwich. And over here we have a PB&J by Muhammad.
In Washington, Illinois, Mitch, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Started listening to you just about the time Terry retired. Want to thank you guys from saving me from some Rush Limbaugh radio in the afternoon. It's good stuff.
Oh, Mitch, appreciate you.
I didn't know we have to rescue you from something else, but whatever it takes.
We're going up against that. All right, cool.
Down this way in the 815, you know. Hey, shout out to the guy, the last caller, who dropped the Trubinsky line there.
Yes, he did.
Don't worry. We got that coming back.
So I called because I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, or maybe everybody else is. Because I watched that replay on their slow motion, and then I slowed it down frame by frame on my TV at home. And I know I don't have the greatest technology like these replay guys.
The toe drag?
But to me, the toe drags out of bounds while the ball is still in his hands before it touches the pylon. Therefore, he's out of bounds at the one or the two. I don't understand how the call could have got called that way.
Well, they didn't see it that way.
I'm going to read the
Tony Corrente said specifically that the Bears won the challenge, that he was in bounds.
It says, looking at the review, he did not step out of bounds and started lunging toward the goal line with both hands on the ball. As he was lunging toward the goal line, he lost the ball in his right hand first, probably, I'm going to guess, 2 feet maybe short of the pylon. As he got even closer, the left hand came off. We had to put together two different angles in order to see both hands losing the football. After he lost it the second time, it went right into the pylon, which creates a touchback.
So we get Tony some Sudafed or something.
So he started that by saying he did not step out of bounds. That was the first. He made sure to mention that first.
I think that's also because of when they ruled the ball to begin moving. I think their interpretation of loss of possession was a little earlier than perhaps people saw as they're looking at the foot. Madison, Wisconsin, Leo is on Sports Radio 670 on Bears Monday.
Thanks for having me on. I listen to you guys every day.
Good, thanks.
So when I was watching the replay incident that happened on Sunday, my friend turned to me and said, I think that's a touchback right away. And I'm watching the first angle of the replay, and Fox had already thrown the challenge flag at that point. And I'm wondering, do they have access to more angles right away in the replay center? It seemed like they should have at least used the 40 seconds before throwing that challenge flag, before the next play started, and at least consider those different things. Mm. And I also want to say, I know that it's the replay guy's job up top, but I think Fox is the guy at the end of the day who throws that flag. And I think he is able to say, I don't know, guys, I think that might be a touchback. Let's look at it one more time.
But
he
Leo, is
that challenge flag way too early.
Leo, do you think that Fox is seeing it? I haven't been to a Bears game since, man, what's the last Bears game I went to? Might have been Devin Hester. Devin Hester might have been on the team the last time I went to a Bears game as a fan.
I haven't been since I stopped reporting on the team.
Jeez, Luis, so you haven't been to the new stadium.
I've been, but not for a Bears game.
My concert?
I've parked there, obviously, to go to the aquarium, and we were there for...
You park at Soldier Field?
That's where the aquarium parking is.
Oh, it is, I'm sure.
And we were also there for, there was a Score Christmas party that was there one year.
All right.
But I've been paid to go to the,
The arena operations, do they replay it on the big board? Or is that not allowed while the replay is going on?
I thought they relaxed that rule, and usually you can hear it
in
the crowd.
To not hear the crowd go crazy, right? Because if... I take it back if John is watching it as his replay guy is watching it and he doesn't say, hey, we're gonna keep the flag in our pocket on this one. If Mike wants to throw it, then Mike will throw it.
Again, that's on the head coach. It is on the way. It's the way the head coach's job is to organize that communication. I guarantee you Bill Belichick has a rigid system of checks and balances for how those things are done.
Shep, we can find replays, right? Wins and losses, you know?
Should be able
They love embarrassing, you know, coaches, and they love touting the ones that are great. Like the ones that are great at the replays, we probably like, oh yeah, that guy's an average coach. How is he so good at the replays? And probably some of the best coaches are bad at it. I don't know, but whatever the numbers will show. But I can't wait to talk to Zach so we can find out as much as we possibly can on not who the replay person is, because we probably won't have that information, but how often does that person change? What's that communication like? Because I don't know if that game comes down to that. There are a lot of moments after that, but that's the one that sticks out.
St. Charles, Tim, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Fine.
So not as upset as I was yesterday thinking back, because I know, to me, they're still in the middle of a 5-year rebuild. and I think it was actually might have been reported on your station when Pace interviewed, he said this was going to be 5 years. You're in year three. You rebuilt your defense to a credible defense, and now you're in the offensive rebuild part.
Yeah, let's not be so sure about that defense.
Well, that's going to be another point of mine. You know, I will agree that I think Fox probably needs to go. I think he's run his course of what he was brought in to do.
He hasn't done anything, though.
Well, part of a defensive culture, change the culture, whatever. I mean, it was bad from what Trestman was. So they got beyond that.
They just cut a lot of guys and didn't re-sign a lot of guys who they thought were knuckleheads.
Yeah, but I think
I got you,
I agree that he needs to move on, and they need to get more into the offensive realm. You know, I've heard a lot today about just tearing apart Dahl Logans. I would argue that of the assistant coaches, he was the better of the two yesterday.
Yesterday.
But yeah, we're talking about
a couple of years now. No.
Tallest here's midget point, in this case, point, literally.
Who's had more to work with? Vic Fangio or Dahl Logans?
Yeah, but Logans. But again, that's really not.
Who's had more to work with?
No, I'm just correcting the pronunciation of the name.
So, but still, what do you see from Dahl that makes you think with great players or really good players that he's going to be a guy that leads you to a Super Bowl as an OC?
That's part of the problem is I haven't seen enough.
I haven't seen him give the best player the football enough. 2 years running now.
And that is?
Jordan Howard.
Okay. I would agree with that.
Okay.
But then also when they have run up the ball a lot early in the year, people are getting all over him for not throwing enough.
Who?
Callers, everybody. So I just see he's had a tougher uphill battle than Vic Fangio.
I just don't think it's really there's any point debating Dahl Logans
because
he's not going to be here when the Bears are good. You know what I mean? It's just
if he goes and gets hired by
time, someone
else and becomes one of the best offensive coordinators in the game,
Mazel tov.
I'd be surprised.
That'd be great. Congratulations, yeah. And that'd be wonderful for you. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. 312-644-6767. John Fox meeting with the media right now. The locker room is open. Zach Zaidman is going to be checking in momentarily with all of the latest on a Bears team that had its pretense of competence stripped away yesterday. That stuff is over. A lot of things ended yesterday.
Yeah.
I think a coaching regime effectively ended yesterday.
You might be right. Some of the things that I've had a problem with and this year because, and not just because of the talent, but the talent that you do have and how it's been mismanaged. I want to talk to you guys about that as well. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We're taking your Bears Monday calls at 312-644-6767, 670-11 if you want to text us. You listen to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Tell me something, pal.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself,
Phil Band,
where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain?
It's Wednesday from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score. Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit perldavid.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Remember when the Patriots were 2-2 and everybody was freaking out that Tom Brady was too old and that this was the end of the Belichick, Brady, and Pats era? Or when Denver was 3-1 and everybody thought they were contending for a Super Bowl? Yeah, neither do I, because nobody had either of those thoughts after New England went into Denver and manhandled the Broncos 41-16 in prime time. And overall, morale now is at an all-time low in Denver. Just ask Bronco Derek Wolf, quote, "I think we stink. It's just sad. It's real sad. It's sad that we went from a championship caliber team to a team that stinks and nobody respects us," end quote. And the crazy thing is, he's right. There is not a more disappointing team in the NFL right now than the Denver Broncos. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, ends soon.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man With a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man With a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So it really has nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Whoa. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Of course you can. It's time for us to talk to Zach Zaidman here on a Bears Monday. The Bernstein and Golf Show is what you got.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. So the Bears lick their wounds. That wasn't good, Zach. I don't really think there's a way to spin it unless you're some big picture outside the building guy saying, all right, well, maybe there were some uncomfortable truths that were revealed that could get some things happening.
There are no positives to what occurred yesterday, period, other than Dontrell Inman looked like a good receiver. Mm-hmm. But that's it. There are no positives to the result of yesterday's performance against the Packers. But before we get to the football, I've been listening to this now the entire season. There is not a more popular football player in terms of media coverage than the Bears starting quarterback. And from the moment that he was drafted, his name has been in the paper in any football topic, story, discussion, on the air, across Chicagoland. And keep in mind that this city is an international hub for finance, commerce, industry, technology, telecommunications, transportation. We have some of the world-class universities that you'll find on planet Earth in this city that you would want to go to. How is it that we still have people that call The Score on a daily basis and add an N to this guy's name where it doesn't exist? I don't understand it. And if you're going to come on the air and shred the offensive coordinator, which you have every right to do, can you at least get his name right? Because the argument sounds very hollow when you refer to him as Logans as opposed to Loggins. And I don't understand how a city that is so rich in football history, football tradition, and football knowledge comes out looking that way. We should be better than that. We should demand more.
Because right. We're also rich in history in mispronouncing the names of our sports
right,
heroes.
That's part of the history. Yeah,
exactly. You have Zach Trubinsky is right there with Greg Maddox, with Ryan Sandberg,
McNown,
with Kerry Woods, with Josh McGowan McNown, any Kyle Orkman, any number of names. This is what we do here.
We should be better at doing what we do here. Plus,
no
while
doubt.
We're at it, the stadium in which the game was played yesterday.
Don't even.
Is Zach just going down his checklist?
I mean, holy mackerel. And I understand everyone has a right to be upset. I mean, that was a terrible football game to watch. Forget if you're a Packers fan or a Bears fan. Just from an actual football aesthetic standpoint, that was an awful game to watch.
Yes.
You know, it had the makings of what should have been a really fun game, you know, with the weather conditions, two old school teams, you know, you had the kind of football that you grew up watching, you know, hard-nosed football, all that kind of stuff. But none of that happened on both sides. And the Bears played the way they did off the bye week. Now, John Fox is blaming that performance in large part due to, and when I say that performance, I'm talking about the Bears beating the Bears in that game with all the penalties and the silly plays And he blames that on having a whole bunch of new bodies that were added to the mix. You know, I heard, Jason, earlier you were talking about how it bothers you that the Bears' best offensive player, in this case Jordan Howard, has not been used properly, in your opinion, this year. In this game in particular, we've really seen it the last two games, because I go back to the Saints game as well. Yeah. You know, they're missing guys on the interior of their line that I think it's preventing them from being able to be the kind of football team they want to be. So yesterday you have Aronis Gersu, who's wearing a bandage on his right hand. Remember, he's
wearing a packer on his chest, too.
and then you're trying to snap in the rain, so that's one problem. And then you have Cody Whitehair moving over to the right side. Kyle Long isn't in there. John Fox saying that the only reason that Kyle Long was active yesterday is because his backup, and we talked about this on Friday, Tom Compton couldn't play with an ankle injury. So they needed someone active just in case in an emergency situation. But, you know, Long's got the finger issue on his left hand. I believe that's the same side where he also has the shoulder problem from a year ago. And remember, he never got that operated on because he was dealing with the ankle injury, which I think is always going to be a problem for him. So there are a lot of different things that Long is dealing with. And I think, you know, not having those guys in there, those guys in the right positions, meaning Whitehair at center, Long at right guard, that prevented them, I think, from being able to run the ball the way they would like. And then you're still dealing with a quarterback who, after yesterday's game, has 18 starts of major football between North Carolina and his time with the Bears. So we said this at the time that the Bears installed Trubisky as the starter. You're going to go through growing pains. And I don't look at the numbers yesterday, because the numbers are deceiving when you see what Trubisky was able to do. Nearly 300 passing yards yesterday, and I think his passer rating was close to 100. But you watch the game, and you saw that there were opportunities there for the Bears, which he didn't take advantage of, especially on third down with the way Dom Capers likes to do things defensively.
Zach, we're going to do an update and then get right back to what you have, okay?
Yep.
Scoreboard update.
2:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Minnesota, their final home game of the season. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. From all appearances, Nico Miritich and Bobby Portis did not speak to each other at the Advocate Center today, although both were in attendance at the Bulls practice. John Paxson saying it's time to get Miritich back to his teammates, but he won't force the situation, at least not yet. Turning to football, John Fox met the media a short while ago. Zach's been talking about that, and we'll hear from the head coach coming up at 3 o'clock. News around the NFL, Green Bay's running back Aaron Jones will be out 3 to 6 weeks with his MCL injury. Cleveland linebacker Jamie Collins, he's done for the season with an MCL tear, and Atlanta running back Devontae Freeman might miss a game or two after suffering a concussion. And the Kansas City Chiefs have waived veteran defensive lineman Roy Miller following his recent arrest for domestic battery. He's accused of dragging his wife by the hair, tearing a braid from her head, and nearly ripping off her shirt. Tonight in the NFL, it's Miami at Carolina. This Thanksgiving, Meijer is carving prices on turkeys with great deals on turkey and everything else you need for your Thanksgiving feast. Meijer helps make it possible for anyone to bring enough for everyone. And now get your turkey in store or delivered today by shipment. See all the deals at Meijer.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you go on a last-minute road trip.
Hey, we need to see my mother.
Road trip!
We need snacks from Minute Mart. Okay, I got chips, sandwiches, and a 64-ounce Cool Cup.
She's 10 minutes away.
So what?
Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
We've got angry Zach Zaidman with us today. He is hot. He's mad about the fans' reaction, their mispronunciation of Mitch Trubisky's
name.
Tell us
why you're mad, Zach.
Well, he has done just that, and I know you've also been talking to people up at Hallis Hall. There seems to be, at least from my long time knowing understanding the tone of certain coaches, something settling in there where that game, It sounded like there is an internal awareness that was the end of something.
Yeah, I think that the thing that you have to remember, and this is another thing that Jason brought up, you know, that he's sick and tired of making the Packers a more important game than the other games. That's not necessarily true. I think the fact that it's a divisional game and it's the Packers means something. And the fact that the Bears are 4-12 against the NFC North over the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's my point.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that was my point, that if this is more important than the other games to you, then stop losing them. You know, because the other games, you're getting your ass kicked too.
Yeah, I think, and they had been making progress, the Bears, from a defensive standpoint, heading into that game, in terms of feeling as though they could take advantage of the situation that the Packers were in, coming off a short week against the Lions with a quarterback who had been struggling. And, you know, in talking to a lot of people on the Green Bay side yesterday before the game, they had not lost confidence in Brett Hundley. They believe that he's a very talented player who eventually will be able to ascend. And it was only a matter of time before that was going to click for a young quarterback. His situation's a little different than Trubisky's because he's had an opportunity to practice and understand the offense and see different looks and work alongside Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. So I think he was in a better position to succeed. But that being said, they're missing their right tackle. Two of their running backs go down, and yet they still found a way to have success against the very things the Bears were good at from a defensive standpoint heading into that game. And I know Danny Trevathan was out. It was something that worried me because, you know, this is not a Bears defense with Brian Urlacher. So when you lose someone who is quickly able to identify what the opposing offense is doing and be able to tell everybody on the defense a step faster than, say, Christian Jones, who had the audio device in his helmet yesterday, and Nick Kwiatkowski, that does make a difference. And I think that was part of the issue. And then I want to get to the challenge thing because
yes.
I know you guys haven't been to Soldier Field in years, but it's a nice facility. I think they do show the replays. So John Fox was well aware, watching the big Jumbotron at Soldier Field, as to what the play, what had occurred, and he could make the decision on his own without even going upstairs to the replay booth. And I think Fox has never come out on the record and said exactly what the Bears' process is in terms of handling a replay on a controversial call. So usually the way teams do it is you have one of your offensive and one of your defensive assistants is in charge in those situations of handling that specific issue. So, for example,
we don't know who that person is, right?
I don't know who that person is with the Bears, but the offensive coordinator, Dow Loggins, is down on the field, so obviously it can't be him. It's one of the offensive assistants up there. Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, is up in the coach's booth. But there are some instances, and we don't know if this is the case. All I know is this morning on WBBM, you had John Fox basically saying the buck stops with him. There are points in time where sometimes a coach may just look up at the board and feel, I know Lovie Smith used to do this, and you know the emotions are flowing. You see enough, at least in your mind, that you don't need to wait for the people upstairs to see it over and over again and see the TV, the different views that you guys are seeing at home on TV. And sometimes the coach himself, on his own, will just throw the flag. Maybe that happened. I don't know, because Fox has been very evasive, but he said it this morning that the buck stops with him. He kind of hinted that he was the guy today in his press conference at Halas Hall. So maybe that's what happened. He thought he saw enough and didn't take into account the follow-through of the play and how that might change everything.
All right, what other news and notes do we have?
Well, I think the biggest thing going forward is going to be the emergence of what appeared to be a little bit of a passing game with Inman. That was encouraging. I know he had that big drop on that high pass near the end of the game, but hopefully Marcus Wheaton can get another full week of practice leading up to the game against the Lions, and you start to begin to open things up on a more consistent basis. And something that I want to see, I'm sure you guys noticed this as well, when the Bears were forced to go a little bit more up-tempo in those two-minute drill situations, once they fell behind late in the second half, they established a little bit of a rhythm to the passing game. Maybe that's something that you think about incorporating into the mix a little bit more earlier in the game when things aren't going right offensively, just to help your young quarterback get in the kind of rhythm he needs to balance things out offensively.
Sure, part of it's the defense they're playing, though. Part of it is what they are giving you. And early in games, they're not giving you some of those throws.
Yeah, but I do think there are things available. I think also, and you saw it yesterday on third down, there's no quarterback other than Carson Wentz in the NFL that's been blitzed more than Mitchell Trubisky. And to be fair, I don't think he's handled it as well as he can.
Nope.
So put him in a situation where he can handle those things a little bit better, and hopefully having better targets out there on the field that you can trust. And Inman, I'm sure, has gained a little bit of his trust. You saw Adam Shaheen on a big play yesterday. I think he's going to be incorporated more into the mix. Hopefully they're able to get him going, because that's really what this – let's not lose sight of what this season is about. It's about the development of Mitchell Trubisky. And what stinks is you also had an opportunity yesterday to put yourself – in on a path to relevancy. And I talked about this last week. They weren't able to do it.
Well, I don't think they were ever really on it, is what the, was what yesterday kind of showed us. Zach?
Well, what I thought was that you could put yourself in that spot given the Packers situation. Obviously, the Bears were not ready for that challenge.
Thank you, Zach.
See you, guys.
Segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. Lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 808 or 800-808-5181. People, apparently, at least the texters, loving hot Zach. That Zach's coming out with, he's unhappy with people that he's listening to. That's okay. That's all right. It's all good.
Tight.
Hey, Bears Monday. Let's hear from you. 312-644-6767. Bears showed us who they really are, and it's not something good, but maybe, just maybe, it was enough that change will be affected once again.
We'll talk about that offensive line when we come back as well. He's Dan, I'm Jason. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson number 9, how to see the big picture in your new Camry.
I'm listening.
Recline your power seat. Turn on that available premium JBL audio with Clarify and look skyward through your Camry's available panoramic glass roof. Then give it a friendly wave.
What's up, Mother Nature?
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry, you're gonna love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
And participation may vary. Cook County beverage tax will be added for meals and include sweetened beverages where applicable.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, ends soon.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
And the Hyundai Assurance Plan.
We will save you a whole bunch of money on a brand new Hyundai.
Bob Roman's Gurney Hyundai on Grand Avenue across from Gurney Mills.
Or online at gurneyhyundai.com.
Thanks for for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
To 41444 or online at newmailmedical.com. That's NUMA.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tonight after Kevin Can Wait.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kendall Wright, he goes in motion to the right side. It's a bunch set. Packers are blitzing. Trubisky on third and four. Under heat, wrapped up and dropped by House.
One of them on the boot, I think he'd like to have had back. You know, there was a couple times maybe that, you know, the next best thing might have been a check down or getting rid of the ball a little bit earlier, but you know, I think all in all, he's not turning the ball over, which are the next best things, taking sacks versus throwing picks and getting sack fumbles.
Yeah, Trubisky was sacked five times. I think three of those were on Mitchell Trubisky, his eyes. A couple of times happened to Brett Hundley. Quarterbacks, you know, when you've got a hot man and you don't recognize it, know where the weakness or the inefficiency in the defense is going to be and make your eyes that extra blocker when you don't have it lined up. That it comes back to bite you. You lose possessions. You lose field goal range. You lose yardage. You lose position. Those things are going to happen with a rookie quarterback. I don't have a problem with it because it's him learning, and hopefully you don't make the same mistakes again, Dan. What I do have a problem with, and what I've talked about since the beginning of this season, yeah, fine, your offense isn't good. Everybody, the coaching staff might be fired, but I need to know what the hell is going on with Cody Whitehair, because you had yourself what could have been a Pro Bowl, a perennial Pro Bowler in the NFC, which is hard to do because you got guys like Jason Kelce and guys like Travis Frederick. You had a guy at 24 years old who was drafted because of his multiple, you know, talents, not just a guard. He was playing tackle at K-State, but people said, hey, you can move him inside. You found something at center. And what you did this year.
And then it slipped through your fingers.
What you did this year, Dan, is ruin a young player by saying, you know what? We got to see what we got in Hronis Gresue. What happened to replacing, trying to make up for one position failure and taking away from another one? That wasn't the formula. I always thought that when you subbed a player out, or when you were changing positions, you made sure that you tried to keep everything as similar as possible.
You don't change two to fix one.
Exactly. You got Hronis Gresue playing center because Kyle Long is out. No. You went out and signed Tom Compton. You went out and signed Bradley Sole. Find out what the hell's going on there. What you do is you make sure that Cody Whitehair understands that he will be snapping to this man behind him for the next 7 or 8 years, and you don't have to play guard. I don't know if that's why he's playing that way, but right now, Pro Football Focus has Cody Whitehair as the 25th ranked center, and he's not even on the list for guards right now. He went from having a Pro Bowl season to people asking if he's hurt, all these other things, and I think it's just the jostling around at the offensive line position, and that's how you ruin players.
This segment brought to you by the Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. In Gurnee, we find Brian. He is on The Score.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys, doing? I was wondering why
You see Aaron Rodgers kind of helping out his quarterback, but you see Glennon not. I don't see him on TV. I don't know if he's not. I don't know if this is a question or not.
You don't know if this is a question or not?
No, appreciate you, Brian. But my question is why he's not more supportive.
Because the producers at Fox didn't show you him talking to Mr. Trubisky. That's all you can glean from that. That's all you can glean from that. That's it. There weren't many touchdown drives where you could see Mitchell Trubisky coming back over and celebrating with his quarterbacks the way you saw Brett Hundley coming over to the sideline and celebrating with
his. And why do you want Mike Glennon talking to him?
You want that conversation to just not ever happen.
In Whiting, Indiana, I think that's where we got the clown for the John Fox party that overdosed. John is on the score. Hello, John.
Hello.
John, hey, what's up? Well, John's gone.
Let's go out to Bob in Linwood. Is that Bob?
Bob, you're on the score.
Hey, the whole replay thing, I thought, when I was looking at it, I thought that his foot went out of bounds before he lost control of the ball.
Yeah, the referees did not think so.
Yeah.
They thought he lost control sooner than the replays revealed.
It was the first thing they mentioned, that they thought he stayed in bounds.
Because I was worried, wondering, you know, if he goes out of bounds before he loses control of the ball, shouldn't it be the Bears' ball?
Correct. Again, yeah, they ruled that he began losing control of the ball before he was out of bounds.
Right.
The Bears won the challenge.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wow, what a terrible challenge.
Yeah, it was a tough break for the entire Bears Nation yesterday. Is that a thing still?
No.
There's
no Bears Nation.
Who started the Nation thing? Was it Raider Nation or Red Sox Nation? Which one was first? Which was more annoying and which one was first? It was Raider Nation, right?
I thought it was Red Sox Nation.
Wasn't it the Red Sox Hawks team? Wasn't that when the whole thing started? When they made a...
Raider Nation's been around since I was a kid, though, right?
Yeah,
was it?
Was like
no. You know what?
Though.
The black hole was kind of the thing, and then it became Raider Nation, right?
I don't know.
Everything's a nation now, though.
And they all suck.
Rick is in Lamont and is on the score. Hello,
Patriot.
Rick. Rick!
What's up, Rick? Bears Monday.
This is going great.
Rick, you're on the score.
Rick is at a gymboree.
Rick's at my gym.
Rick's at a gymboree with plenty of hand sanitizer and bad pizza. Thank you for your call.
Tell him your name.
Listen, Dan, the weekend that I had, no Bears game will ruin it, all right? Then it's not going to ruin it for you either.
Did you get to the pumpkin patch?
No, I didn't go to the damn pumpkin patch. I haven't mentioned pumpkin patch in 2 weeks. You keep throwing that in my face.
I'm going to ask you every week. It's going to be middle of July. I'm going to ask you about the pumpkin patch.
There's actually one over here by the Hard Rock Cafe. They've got the whole parking lot is pumpkin patched. Patched.
Patch me. Patched.
No, dude. Bears, seriously, though. Who's really letting Bears games ruin their week these days? Like, does that guy or girl still exist? I get to see a lot of people walking on that 18th Street Bridge with some long faces after I'm done playing ball. I'm like, ooh, Bears must have lost. I don't even have to get to the DVR to know that the Bears lost. You see a Bears guy and a Packers guy walking. I saw the dude, the Bears guy with the Bulls hat on and, like, the Blackhawks shoes. I'm like, ooh, he's real Chicago-y.
I knew it was over when my son hung the I'm not interested sign on the Bears game.
Just went upstairs.
And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going downstairs and I am rebuilding the Sacramento Kings.
There it is. Like, do Bears games really?
Really? You really want to do this? Yes, I already rebuilt the Pistons. I said, no, the Pistons kind of rebuilt themselves.
I know it's counterculture. Yeah, they have. Yes, they have.
Yep.
Your man SVG's got a little something. Don't.
My dude.
Don't.
That's my
don't.
Dude there.
Don't do that.
That's my guy.
Don't point to yourself. Yeah, is he? Chris, when's the last time he's taken a Lawrence Frank arrow? Huh?
Hey, that's the president of the Clippers.
I don't give a damn. I asked you, when's the last time you took one of those point to who's the man back on your
bring
back
it.
With Lawrence Frank?
Bring it. Watch that guy rebuild the Clippers into something you didn't think they were going
to
be.
Stop it. I know we're supposed to play into the whole, yeah, you ruined your day. Bears ruined my day. But seriously.
Oh, no, wait. I hammered Dan pretty good in the last B&B show, playing like when they were excited about Mark Trestman. So, there's that. So
I know. Yeah, no doubt.
I'll give everybody a chance.
Oh, white-collar offense? Trust me, I was listening. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, we got a year of it.
Dan's got himself quite the shovel. He likes to use it.
We got a year of it before the old second year of Trestman curse, right? The thing is, people pointed it out, too.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, hey, Bernstein, here's what's going to happen. It works the first year, and then the second year, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, maybe it'll be different.
It's like a Doug Collins coaching tenure.
Well, that'd be, yes. Don't forget that.
Shout out to everybody Hello. Watching on the video stream Hello. As well. No, Bears can't really ruin it for you, can they?
Not for me.
I mean, even the 3 hours that I took in, I was like, oh, look, the Bears are still no good. I just want to make sure that 10 is upright and that the mistakes that he's making won't be committed in week 16 and week 17. And if they are, then you got some issues. You know, there are people who want to get on the Mitchell Trubisky sucks train. Fine, if that's what you want to do.
Then we're done with John Fox party.
No.
You don't take the Mitch Trubisky sucks train to the we're done with John Fox party.
Is that leaving the party or coming to the party?
Yeah, this is...
Now we get into those weird worlds here.
It's not a good party,
It's a tear in the universe and the space and time
continuum.
Right.
Yeah.
Is the John Fox sucks party, is that... Can you show up to that in the Mitchell Trubisky sucks train?
No, I don't think so. It's like track 9.5 headed to Hogwarts. Like you gotta push your cart right into the wall with a leap of faith, right?
Or just like Dan's NFL draft party bus was
awesome. Right. That was so great. That was everything we wanted it to be. It really was. It could not have gone better.
Is that driven by Paul Ettinger and his circus clown car of kickers?
No, that's while he's fishing for food at his Costa Rican kicking surfing camp.
Oh, yeah, we did
camp.
Have him on. Yeah, because he was knocking over mailboxes like the year before that, and then we had him on for the camp.
He had a Costa Rican surfing kicking camp that I think is no more.
There's a weird internet page for it, right?
Yeah, like then they were living in Florida, and he was fishing for food. He caught that
fish tech hat. All right, we'll take your phone calls.
The phones are going crazy.
Listen, if you call us and then we go to you,
talk.
You have to be ready to talk. Don't be playing at a gymboree. Don't be messing around in the background. Make sure it's something that hasn't been heard before, too.
Don't be overdosing on opiates like from your car.
This is the second fentanyl/opiate reference. I'm just saying.
Look, I know our audience. I'm talking to the 815. They're sitting in the car.
There's no one in the 815 that does opiates.
You have the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
The Bears fall to the Packers. We've got a full analysis of the loss and Mitch Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup against another division opponent, the Detroit Lions, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home.
Get a head start on Black Friday at JCPenney. Up to 40% off major appliances from your favorite brands. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing through November 29th. Hurry in. These Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased 11-1 through 11-29 starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Financing terms valid through 11-29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have a sore throat, and you do not want to adult today. But you have real responsibilities, and people are really counting on you. So it's time to think outside the bag. You need Sucrets medicated lozenges. Sucrets feature an effective oral anesthetic to relieve your sore throat and cough ASAP. And they come in a reassuringly sturdy tin that further demonstrates your maturity and good judgment. So adult on with the real relief that comes in a tin. Sucrets at Walgreens and Rite Aid.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing. I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The